He's one of my lists of people, my go-to with the David Crothers and the Danny Wogslins and the Jim Shaws of the world that I go to guest host. Haven't called Al Carlson for a while. Got to call him. And now Kent Nonstad's in the fold. Man, we're getting a growing list. It's a good list to have. But, you know, Brian's someone who I got to know back in his teaching days at NDSU. And I would never have guessed would find himself through his service in the North Dakota Public Service is in the middle of a lawsuit. People, the Dakota Resource Council, the Sierra Club, others saying that you can't regulate an industry if you're taking money from the industry. And, you know, that came up on Friday on News and Views. And so I wanted Brian to have a chance to respond to that and to get his take on it. Brian, you're on News and Views. Good to have you on, Brian.
Hey, Joel, thanks for having me on. I mean, hey, you asked me to be guest host. It certainly wouldn't be right if I didn't come on when there's controversial issues and talk about it. So I appreciate the opportunity.
Are they right about this? Are they?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely not, Joel.
Well, what's going on here, Brian? I mean, you be taking money from an industry you regulate?
Well, Joel, I'll just step back a little bit. This is nothing new. I remember 16 months ago when you and I first talked about this, I said back then, politically timed, politically motivated lawsuit. And I spent 20 years in the Marine Corps defending people's rights, and these folks have the right to sue. And so people who are anti-coal filed a suit against the Public Service Commission, naming me for taking contributions. And everything I've done is completely legal. I've done nothing illegal. And on Friday was the hearing, and the Department of Justice attorneys basically weighed in with the PSC position. And Judge Hovland said he'd make a decision here in the next month or so, and I'm anxious to hear his decision. I think it'll confirm what I've already said, that everything we've done is legal. And this is just one of the things that goes to territory when you're an elected official and you're very much advocating for coal and wind and natural gas. I think, Joel, it just goes to territory sometimes.
The law to me seems quite clear. I can't imagine anything other than a dismissal. I really can't, Brian. It makes me wonder if their attempt here or what they're really out to do is show that the Public Service Commission has it within their ability through current law to accept money from an industry that they're supposed to regulate. So it begs the question, should you, even though it's legal, be taking the money?
Well, Joel, there's never been any money taken from any companies. It's just all individuals, private citizens, and political action committees that have given money to my campaign, and they've all been completely reported. And so, I mean, you look at North Dakota Public Service Commission, we're a regulatory body that's laid out by the Constitution to run for elections. And so you raise money from individual citizens, you report it, and you do your job. And my decision has always been based on records developed. I'm just as much pro-coal as I am pro-wind, as I am pro-telephone, as I am pro-everything. So I think it's, you know, my background is natural resources. And so I think I'll do a really good job in the commission, and we take care of every North Dakotan.
But Brian, if I take money from Steve Jobs, I know it's about computers. You know, I mean, if there's certain individuals, if you take money from them, you know that it's about,
hello?
If I take, yeah, hold on a second, Brian, Amy will do the double switch here. I want to make sure Brian hears exactly how I phrase this question so he has a chance to understand what I'm getting at. And I'm not trying to be accusatory of Brian. I fully expect the lawsuit to be dismissed. But Brian, my point is, if I take money from Harold Hamm, I know it's because he wants me to support oil. You know, if you take certain people money from certain individuals that are involved with coal, you know it's about coal, right? Are you there, Brian?
No, I'm sorry about the connection, Joel. You know, I guess you take money from people to support your ideas, and I've always been very forward about I want to protect North Dakota's industry, I want energy security, and so I support all types of energy, and so that's who I am, Joel. I guess I don't see, because an individual has a certain thing. I would base a decision on a record that's developed at the hearings, and that's always the way I've done business, and I will continue to do it that way.
Susan Wefald, former Republican member of the Public Service Commission, said she wasn't going to take these dollars. Do you think she was right in doing that, or do you think it's just a personal choice that people have to live up to the standard that they keep themselves, Brian?
Well, Joe, I think it's a personal choice that every individual does, but it's interesting that the folks that may run against me at some point in time and others, you know, this is the way politics works. Folks who are anti an industry will give to their candidate of choice. Folks that are pro an industry will give to their candidate of choice. I think it's incumbent upon office holders when they get into decision, to get in the chair, to make the right decision based on all the information they're presented. You cannot let Rulings like that cloud your judgment. And that's where, for me personally, everything we've done is legal. We've always made good decisions on the record. And we're going to stick by that. And I'm very confident Judge Hovland will make the right decision. And hopefully we can move past this. But yeah, this has been, you know, 16, 18 months. And I still go back to, this is politics. And it's unfortunate that it's become this way in North Dakota, where we should be solving problems, not just throwing things back and forth.
Brian, also named in this lawsuit is Congressman Kevin Cramer. During his time on the Public Service Commission, have you spoken to him about this at all?
Hello.
Oh man, I'm losing Brian again, and I'm going to try to. Amy's doing the double shake. In fairness to Brian, this isn't on his phone line. We're having trouble with our phone lines here right now, and so we're going to try to tie back into Brian. And named in this lawsuit as well as Congressman Kevin Cramer. My question to Public Service Commissioner Brian Kock is, have you spoken to Congressman Cramer, or do you two even talk about this lawsuit?
Joel, Congressman Cramer and I, we don't think we visited really since he left the Public Service Commission, other than just a casual. I met him at the mall one day, but no, I don't talk to him much at all.
Is the representation on the legal side of this being bore by the Public Service Commission itself? Does the state pay for it?
The way it's set up now is, this is a lawsuit, actually, not against me. It's a lawsuit against North Dakota's program. And so the money that's been spent so far is PSC dollars that are levied through the legislative session. Now, even go through this current session, the PSC went back and asked for more money, because we anticipate these type of lawsuits to continue, because there's just an aggressive movement against coal. So it's our job to defend North Dakota's program and North Dakota ratepayers.
Brian, I'm a coal supporter. I think the lawsuit gets thrown out. I think you get judged by your rulings, and there's full disclosure on those rulings. So I wish you well in all this, Brian. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Joel. Thanks for the time.
You bet. Brian Kock, North Dakota Public Service Commissioner.